Well, now to a different part of the world, the Old World, where a stolen letter written by Christopher Columbus is being returned. After a tip in 2012, U.S. investigators found that the letter on display at a library in Florence, Italy, was in fact a forgery, and the original was found here in the New World at the Library of Congress. Bill Keegan is the curator of Caribbean archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History. He says the letter in question isn't actually handwritten, but an extremely rare early printing.
There was an original handwritten letter that has disappeared. And what happened was that copies of it were made to distribute to various people of importance associated with the Spanish sovereigns. And so this was really the early days of the printing press. But what has survived and what's being returned is one of the printed copies, of which there are not very many remaining.
Now, Keegan says the letter was addressed to Columbus's benefactors, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. Columbus sent it because he was afraid he might be captured or killed on his voyage back to Spain.
As it happened, it was written right before a terrible storm, which actually drove him into the port at Lisbon. And he was detained there by the King of Portugal. Miraculously, the king sent him on his way to Spain, because if the King of Portugal had decided otherwise, he would have disappeared and he could have claimed what Columbus had found. So it was kind of a strange situation. And so Columbus was probably right in being concerned and sent this letter to the to King Ferdinand's treasurer, personal treasurer, who had also interceded on Columbus's behalf with Queen Isabel.
In the letter, Columbus detailed his findings in the New World and described to the king and queen the abundance of the land that he said he claimed in the name of Spain.
I have taken possession of all these islands for their highnesses. In Española, I have taken possession of a large town, which I have named Villa de Navidad. It is situated in the most convenient spot on the island and in the best district for gold mines and for all kinds of trade with the nearest mainland, as well as with the farther one of the Great Khan, where there will be much commerce and gain.
Keegan told us the return of the stolen letter is significant for the people of Italy and a great example of global cooperation, but it's also an important reminder of the destruction that Columbus brought.
You know, I talk about discoveries, but I study the native peoples who lived in the islands, and for them it was disaster and tragedy. So it's almost sad that the only thing that was ever written about these people was written by the person who eventually led to their demise.
Investigators still don't know who stole the letter or how exactly it came to the United States.